Okay, so I just want to mention, before we get into the sources I have on the sheet, one more nafka mina to the question of whether you think that the reason that if you forget a night or a day, let's say, a complete day, you can't continue counting is because you think it's all one big mitzvah, or because you think that you require continuity in order for the count to be coherent, right? The two different ways we understood the Bahag. So another nafka mina that appears in the postgame is what happens if you think that you might miss a day in the future, should you start counting with a bracha now? So, meaning, let's say, you know, right, Willig's example on this. Say it again. Well, a flight you wouldn't necessarily miss, but let's say, right, Willig's example is, you know, you have surgery coming up, and they're putting you under, and you'll be under for a day, right? You'll be out of it completely for a day, whatever. So should you start counting from the beginning or not? So if you think that the reason that you can't continue if you forgot a night is because it's one big mitzvah, then presumably that wouldn't only be true once you forgot, but even if I know that on day, 15, I'm gonna be unconscious for 24 hours because, I need to be under for a surgery, God forbid. So then already on day one, I shouldn't count with a bracha because that's gonna mean retroactively I didn't fulfill the whole mitzvah. But Bidiuk, exactly. But if you think not like that, Svara, but the way we explained it based on the Rav, that the reason that if you forget a day, you can't continue is not because it's one big mitzvah, it's not. It's simply that in order for there to be continuity, you need to count every day, one, two, three, four, five. So then, even if I know I'm going to miss day 15, so the first 14 days are completely coherent. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. It's only starting after day 15, which I forgot, or not forgot, I couldn't count, that the count becomes incoherent because now there's a break in the continuity. And therefore, if you can. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. If you think that the issue is continuity, so then, once you failed to count a day, you've broken the continuity. So again, the nafka mina is, if you think that the Bahag means that it's one big mitzvah, then even if I know in the future that I'm going to miss a day, then I already shouldn't start counting from now. But according to the Rav's understanding that the issue is not one big mitzvah, but is continuity, that once I have a break in the continuous count, that the count loses coherence. So that only happens. Sorry, my computer just got unplugged. So that only happens, I know, that only happens from the point at which I stop counting. So again, just for Noah, I'll say this one more time. I need a desk again. Okay. Another nafkamina, as we said, of this question of whether the reason that if you miss a day, you can't continue counting, whether that's because it's one integrated mitzvah, or whether because missing a day breaks up the continuity of the count, is what happens if in the future you know you're going to miss a day, right? I know that on day 15, I'm going to have to be under surgery and be unconscious for 24 hours. So if you think that the reason that that once you miss a day, you can't continue counting because it's one big mitzvah. It doesn't matter whether I've already missed the day or I know I'm going to miss a day in the future. I can't count with a bracha. But if you think that the reason I can't continue counting when I forgot a day is because I broke continuity, then that's only true if I already missed it. Because if I am going to miss day 15, that doesn't change the fact that as long as I haven't missed a day between day 1 and day 14, that the day maintains its coherence as a count. And Ray Willig notes that another nafkamina to this is the following. There is this shita that's found in several achronim in the Mishnah Brura and it's in the Shulchan Shlomo. And I don't love this shita for many reasons, but it assumes in perhaps a somewhat sexist way that women are unlikely, if not incapable, of maintaining the count for all the days. They're definitely going to forget at some point. I'm going to just put out there that I don't agree with this right, because in general, they're probably not obligated in Sfira, but that depends on whether it's a mitzvah seishes among grumba or not, which I don't want to get into right now. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Shlomo, they say, well, they're definitely going to forget, and therefore, even though normally a mitzvah, even if it's time-bound, they're allowed to do it, here they shouldn't do it with a bracha, because they'll probably forget it in the future. Now that's how the Mishnah Berurah says the halacha. Okay? Now I should just note that this, right, I don't agree with the Metziah assumption either, meaning when Ora was so bothered by this, and she doesn't usually get bothered by these things, but she was so bothered by this that when she was pregnant with our first son, with Meir, so she made me commit that I would make sure that she didn't forget any day, even though she knew she was due during Svira. She was like, I want to prove that this is not true, that women can, in fact, remember to count every day, and I want you to remind me, even when I'm in labor, to count, so that I can maintain the count for all of Svira, proving that it's not true that women will automatically forget the count. V'kachava. Meaning, well, no, you can set a reminder on your phone, right? That's just meaning you're responsible to make sure that you're remembering. And to be fair, none of you have ever given birth. So, you know, if what it takes to make sure that when you give birth, you you remember spirit, is someone reminding you, so fine. But if you're giving birth, there's bigger problems, biologically speaking. Okay, that's how the Mishnah Berurah bases it. But as Ray Willig notes, this only makes sense if you think that the reason, according to the Bahag, if you miss a day, that you have to, that you can't continue counting, is if you think that that's because it's one big mitzvah. Because then, if you think they're probably going to forget a day, so then they should stop saying the bracha already now. Or they shouldn't say the bracha from the beginning. But if you think, like the Rav, that the issue is continuity, then it's only once they forget that they would stop counting. And he notes that the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to be incorrect in the original source. Because the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Shulchan Shlomo. And while the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Shlomo as saying that women will definitely forget to count one day, in the Sefer Svirat Omer, he notes that in the original, in the Shulchan Shlomo, that's not what it says. It says that it's not that women will definitely forget a day. It's that there's a good chance they'll forget a day. And when you're talking about women who are less educated than perhaps today's women, they don't know the halacha that if they forget a day, then they're not allowed to count in the future. And therefore, the Sefer Svirat Omer notes that in the original Shulchan Shlomo, the problem isn't that if you know in the future that you might forget a day, then retroactively it all becomes a bracha levatala. That's not the issue. It's that he was worried that they might forget a day in the future. They might forget day 15. And then on day 16, they'll count with a bracha because they don't know the halacha. That's what he was worried about. Now that would support more of the Rav's read, that he wasn't worried about the past. He's not worried about retroactive bracha levatala. He's worried about the future. Okay. Now, again, just to summarize what we've seen on that, we've seen that based on this Tmimot, so again, you had three positions. You had the position of Tosvot, that if you forget a day, it doesn't matter. You have the position of the Bahag in the Bahag, which is if you forget a day, you can't continue counting, but you can count at night or day because you can kind of the mitzvah then. Then you have the Bahag that you can count during the day, but without a bracha, which is either just a suffix, or as the Rav understood it, because he thinks it's not one integrated mitzvah, it's about tmimot. La halacha, therefore, what we do is we're choshesh, and we say that if you forget a day, you should continue counting, because really we hold like Tosfot. You shouldn't count with a bracha, because we're choshesh for the bahag. If you're not sure whether you forgot a day, so we said you do continue counting, either because of the Sfek Sveka, as Mishnah Berurah had it, or something similar to that in the original, in the Truman Adeshin. And we said another nafkamina of this question of whether the problem is that you've broken continuity or it's one big mitzvah is what if you know in the future you're going to forget counting? And that's the issue we just mentioned with that we just talked about now. And then yesterday we also saw that this obsession with completeness also led to the position of the Taz and variation Masa Binyamin about not starting Shavuot early, either in Mariv or with Kiddush, and noting is that really the halacha, or is it just an optics problem? And that was what we discussed. That was what we discussed yesterday. Okay, so that was what I wanted to say on this localized issue of the women counting, and if you know in the future you're going to miss a day, and things like that. Okay, another manifestation of this that I wanted to discuss is the question of when should you count? What time do you count? Okay. So here's what I want to say about that. Are we clear though on the points that we've seen so far? Okay, good. And we're clear la halacha, right? Because there was some unclarity yesterday. But if you're not sure if you counted, you can... Oh, sorry. There was one more point I wanted to make on that. And that is that this is the... Everything I said is the standard halacha. There is, however, a mesorah from the Baal Shem Tov that some Hasidish poskim will paskin like, even though this is really not standard psak, which is to say as follows. That, as we've said, Me'ikra din, who do we paskin like? We paskin like Tosfot. That even if you forget a day, you're allowed to continue counting with a bracha. But we're choshesh, right? We're concerned, and we follow the Bahag. And therefore, we tell you, continue counting, but without a bracha. The Baal Shem Tov is reported to have said that he didn't agree with this, because he said as follows. Many people think, and I'm sure either you have thought this at different points in your life, maybe you even thought this until we did the shiur. You definitely know people who think this. Many people think that the reason that you stop counting with a bracha after you forgot a day is because we really paskin that if you missed a day, your counting is fake. Right? I'm sure you know, you thought this at some point in your life, or someone you know thought this at some point in their life. Meaning, fake. Meaning, there are many people who think that the fact that we tell you that if you forgot a day, that you should stop counting with a bracha, that proves that this is not a real count. Or that this is not a real count. Have you heard that before? And therefore, they think it's fake. And therefore, a lot of people, once they forgot one night, what inevitably happens? The rabbi tells them, if you forget a night, you should continue counting as normal, just without a bracha. And what do they end up doing? They end up saying, nah, I already forgot a night. It doesn't count anymore. And they end up forgetting a lot more nights. Right? Does this sound like something that people do? Okay, good. I'm sure you have. Now, that someone forgets day 15, they ask the rabbi, what should I do? And the rabbi says, you should keep counting without a bracha. So how do people understand that? They understand that to mean, oh, the rest of my counting is fake. Right? I'm not really obligated anymore. I lost my chance. And therefore, they're not so careful about day 16 and day 18. What? That they think that that's really what it is, right? I'm not saying this is right. I'm saying this is definitely wrong. Correct. Is that they think they've just lost the mitzvah. The fact that they're not making the bracha proves that they've lost the mitzvah entirely. So based on this, the Baal Shem Tov was reported to have said that he endorsed counting with a bracha. Because he said, look, even if you forgot a night, what I think you should do is really continue counting with a bracha. Why? Because otherwise people are going to think that they're not obligated and they're going to miss the next 20 mitzvot or 30 mitzvot. But the real halacha is that they're supposed to count, right? Really be poskim like Tosfot. And Tosfot says you count with a bracha. We're just concerned of the Bahag. But once you tell people count without a bracha, they don't take it seriously. And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov was reported to have said that he thought what you should do is count with a bracha. If you guys want, I can play a 3-minute, somewhat comedic video, but also a summary of everything we've just seen from Rabbi Brody, which includes his kids fighting about this issue. If you're not sure that you have it all clear in your head, it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds. I can play it for you, and then we can move on once I'm sure that you have the halacha in your head. Do you want me to do that? Okay, so let me do this for you here. Turn on the sound, and I can mute you for a second so you can hear this better. Okay, sorry. You guys can't hear it, so I'll send it to you if you want. It's basically everything I just said. It's just a 3-minute summary of everything we just said, right? Which is that me'ikra din we paskin, that even if you forget a night, you should count with a bracha. Because we're worried about the Bahag, we tell you to count without a bracha. But the Baal Shem Tov, he was so worried about the confusion that would be caused by this, that what he did was he told people to count with a bracha to ensure that they would at least count. That's not the majority position, but that was how he paskened because he was so worried about this. Yeah, Noah, you raised your hand. So the Bahag, remember, was the one who said that if you forgot a night, you can't continue counting, right? Me'ikra, then we don't paskin like that, right? We're concerned about it, but really, we paskin like Tosva. And therefore, that's why we say you count without a bracha. Okay. Because really we think you should count. Okay. And then we've talked about the Bahag. Is the Bahag because he thinks it's one integrated mitzvah, or is it because we think that he requires continuity? Okay, I'll send you the video if you want. It'll summarize the issue in 3 minutes. Okay. Sorry you couldn't hear. Okay. Let us now move to the next issue that I wanted to talk about. And that is the question of when should you count? What time should you count? So, to make it quick, I want to just run through it with you in an article by Ray Willig. As follows, okay? So, I'm going to walk you through this argument. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you daven, let's say the only minyan you have is early, okay, is let's say after plag, before sunset. So really, you shouldn't count Svira then because it's not nighttime yet. But Shulchan Aruch says that hamitpalel im hatzibor mi be'od yom moneh imahem b'lo bracha. You can count without a bracha. And if you remember, once nightfall comes, so count again, this time with a bracha. Okay, so this happens usually in early Shabbos, right? You go to an early Shabbos minyan, Shkia is 7, you're davening at 6, Naniach, right? You're davening Marver on 6. So if you want, you can count without a bracha, and then you count again after Tseit, which is whatever, okay? The Rajba had a problem, and it's quoted in the Magen Avraham, and he said, I don't understand. If you count after Plag, why are you counting after Plag? Because you think that according to some Shitot, it's considered night. But if according to some Shitot, it's considered night, so then should you be allowed to count again with a bracha after nightfall? No, because you already counted. Right? If you're planning on possibly relying on what you counted on during the day, meaning after plag, that's like Arvid, you fulfill the obligation. So therefore, he says, the Magen Avraham says, to answer this, he said, Yeshlom, mitzvah. So the Rav argued as follows. He said, you know what it must be? Why would Shulchan Aruch say that you can count during the day, meaning from Plag? Right? Again, you make early Shabbos on day 15 going into day 16. So after Plag, you say, without a bracha, Hayom, today is 16 days to the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. And then, if you remember after nightfall, so you count with a bracha, 16. So the Rav said, I don't understand. This doesn't make any sense. If you're counting after plag, that's because you think that what? The after plag hamincha might already count as nighttime. But that means that you've already been yotzei your chiyuv when you count it. So you can't count with a bracha after nightfall. So what did the Rav argue? The Rav argued, no. The reason that you count misafek after plag is not because you think it might be night. It's not night. You can't fulfill the mitzvah then. Why are you allowed to count then? Because, as the Rav has said over and over again, maybe this is like counting during the day when you forget a day, according to the Bahag. You didn't fulfill your mitzvah when you counted right before Shkia, after plag. But what did you do? You maintain continuity by counting in anticipation of the day. What you were really saying essentially was, today is about to be 16. And that is not enough to fulfill the mitzvah, but maybe it's enough to maintain continuity in case you forget after nightfall. And maybe that's why he says, Shulchan Aruch says, that you should count, that you should count after plag before nightfall. Do you get that argument of the Rav? Should I repeat it one more time? Okay. So you make early Shabbos. Plag is 6 o'clock. Okay? So you daven Maariv at 6 o'clock. Now, it's not really night, right? It's after plag. It's before nightfall. It's before Shkia. So really, you shouldn't be counting Sfirat Omer. When should you count Sfirat Omer? At say, just like you know how in shul, if you make early Shabbos, they announce Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Kriyat Shema should be repeated after 7:30 at night. So just like you repeat Kriyat Shema after 7:30, you should count Sfirat Omer after 7:30, because then it's night. Yeah. There you go. So the Shulchan Aruch says that really you should do the same thing for Sfirat Omer. Is at 7:30 you repeat Kriyat Shema and you count Sfirat Omer. But he said, what happens if you're worried that you're going to forget? So Shulchan Aruch says what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to count at 6 o'clock and say tonight is day 16. Without a bracha, because it's still not nightfall. And then after Saint, when you repeat Kriyat Shema, then you say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hashem Ketanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Al Sfirat HaOmer Hayom Shizasar Yom Shem Shnei Shavuot Shnei Yomim LaOmer. So the Rav says, I don't understand. This doesn't make sense. Because if why is it that you're even allowed to daven Maariv after Plag Mincha? Because according to some opinions, it is already night. But that means that if you count after Plag HaMincha, you should have fulfilled your mitzvah misafek. So that means, yes, it's better to count again after nightfall, but you should count then without a bracha, because maybe you already fulfilled the mitzvah. And you can't make a bracha if you already fulfilled the mitzvah. So the Rav answers and says, no. You know why Shulchan Aruch says you count early? Not because he thinks you're going to fulfill the mitzvah. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. It's still daytime. Why does he think you should count after plag? The same reason that the Bahag says that if you forget at night, you count the next day without a bracha. Because it might not be enough to fulfill the mitzvah, but it might be enough to maintain continuity. And the Rav says the same thing is true here. The reason that you count after plag before shkia is not because you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you're not. But it's because maybe it'll maintain a semblance of continuity. It's as if I'm saying it's about to be day 16. And that might be enough to maintain this notion of a continuous count. And therefore, why am I allowed to count with a bracha after nightfall? Because I definitely wasn't mekayim the mitzvah when I counted after plag. I was just doing that to maintain continuity. But I only fulfill the mitzvah after nightfall. And therefore, if I remember after nightfall, so then I'm mekayim the mitzvah and I count with a bracha. But if I forget to count, so in a chanami, I miss day 16. But I'll be allowed to count on day 17 because I continued the continuity by doing that anticipatory count when it was 15 going into 16. Is that clear? Right. And therefore, what you're doing is not fulfilling the mitzvah. What you're doing is maintaining continuity. Okay, now the Magen Avraham, correct, right? And again, this is the Rav Lashitato, that the reason, it, right, that we're not, it's not that it's one big mitzvah, it's that you need continuity to make the count continuous. And therefore, it's possible that sometimes you'll count in a way that won't fulfill the mitzvah, but will maintain continuity. Now, the Magen Avraham does not believe this. The Magen Avraham thinks that really what you're doing is you're being mekayim the mitzvah. So why can you count again later? What you do is you do the mitzvah al tanai, right? On condition, and you say as follows. If we view plag amincha as nightfall, so then I'm fulfilling the mitzvah now. But if I remember to count after svira, after tzeit, then I'm not considering my current count. Sorry, I'll do that one more time. What you do is you say as follows. If I forget to count after nightfall, so then the count that I'm doing now is relying on the position that nightfall is already from plag hamincha, and I fulfill the mitzvah now. But if I remember to count after nightfall, so then what I did now was meaningless, and I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah after nightfall, and therefore I'm allowed to count with a bracha. That's how the Magen Avraham understands it. Okay? But Rei Willig notes that the simplest understanding seems to be more like the Rav. Because if you look at the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, he says, Misha Shoeloto Chaviro Ben Ashmam Sho, Kama Yimei Svira Bazeh Halayla. If someone asks you, Ben Ashmasho, what is tonight? What you should do is, Yomer lo etmol ayukach v'hach. You should say, I'm sure you've heard this halacha, right? That if someone asks you, what's today, and you haven't counted yet, you shouldn't say today is 18, because then you can't say the bracha. What should you do? Say yesterday was 17. I'm sure you've heard this, yes? You've heard this, right? That if someone asks you, let's say it's Maariv time, and you're about to count Svira, and someone says, oh, I forgot what day Svira is. What day is Svira? You shouldn't say today is 18, because if you say today is 18, you've already counted. You can't say a bracha. So what do you say? Yesterday was 17, right? Yesterday was 17. That's from Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch says that this rule starts when? At Bein HaShemashot. At Ben HaShemashot, but Aval Kodam Ben HaShemashot, Kevan She'enos Mansfir and Mekach Plum. But he says, let's say someone asks you after Plag, but before sunset, before it's Ben HaShemashot at all, what is tonight going to be? What are you allowed to say? You're allowed to say, tonight's going to be night 19. Because before Ben HaShemashot, before at least Shkia, you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all. And therefore, there's no problem to say later on it's going to be 19. But what does that show? It shows against the Magen Avraham. Right? The Magen Avraham thought that the reason you could count after Plag was because maybe the Shulchan Aruch thought you could fulfill the mitzvah after Plag. Except, it's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, are you allowed to fulfill the mitzvah after Plag? No, you don't have to worry about it at all. Because he holds that if someone asks you after Plag but before Shkia, what is tonight going to be, you don't have to say yesterday was 18. You're allowed to say tonight is going to be 19 because right now it's meaningless. And therefore, it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't think you fulfill the mitzvah after Plag. And therefore, the reason he must say that you're allowed to count in anticipation is not because he thinks it'll fulfill the mitzvah, but because maybe it's enough to maintain continuity. And he notes that if you look at the original sources in the Beit Yosef, it supports this notion as well, that counting after Plag is not fulfilling the mitzvah at all. It might be, though, that an anticipatory count is sufficient to create tmimot, to create continuity. And he says, if you look at the Beit Yosef says that he quotes the Avudraham, Katav Harav David Avudraham, Katav B'machzor Vitri, who in turn quotes the Machzor Vitri, that Hamitpalel Ematzibur Mibod Yom Monei Mahem Belo Bracha, that if you count with a tzibur, you should count with a, you can count without a bracha. Meimar emor and say im eskor belayla beveti achzor bavarech kedin v'nimtza shol verachti levavtala, and say that I'll count again later with a bracha. Vim eshkach, and if I forgot, hare maniti yamim v'shavot lemitzvah. Aval haram mamgada mamana v'lo berech yatsa v'chein ikar. And then he notes, and this is just an interesting thing, that it's clear in some of the original sources that you would count with a bracha. Because if you look at the Ravya, we count, right? How do we say the bracha? We say the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Hashem Nisan Tzivanu Al Sfirat HaOmer HaYom Shmonasar Yom Shem Shavuot V'Arba Yamim LaOmer. But there were certain Rishonim that they didn't even think that you could do that possibly. Why? Because they thought that the way you counted the bracha was not Al Svirat Omer, but was Al Svirat Yom HaShmonasre LaOmer. The counting was integrated into the bracha itself. And therefore, it was clear they were counting with the bracha early. And yet counting again maybe later, they were counting without a bracha and saying you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all, right? Meaning this was a certain sheet and we shown him in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you had to count as part of a bracha. And therefore they clearly weren't entertaining the possibility that you were saying the bracha early because you were just saying some sort of count, which is completely not the bracha. Again, there were certain Rishonim, like the Rav Yahu said, that what would you do? You would count early without a bracha, but the way you counted every night was not Al Svirat HaOmer, bracha Al Svirat HaOmer, and then counted. What you did was Al Svirat Yom HaShmonasre LaOmer. And therefore, Ray Willick says, it's clear that what they were talking about was not counting to fulfill the mitzvah, but was counting to maintain continuity, and that's why they would say, count again bizman with the bracha. Okay. The other thing that I would just note is that is that clear? I know that was a little bit complicated. But basically what Ray Willick points out is that it's clear in the original sources that when they say count early, they mean count without a bracha because they thought that the bracha was integral to the count. And therefore it's clear they're not saying fulfill the mitzvah during the day because they think you don't fulfill the mitzvah unless you say Baruch Atah Hashem If they're telling you to count early, it's just to maintain continuity, not to fulfill the mitzvah, like the Rav. One more shita I want you to be aware of is the following. The Rishonim also say, and this is found in Tosfot already, that there's a value to counting as early as possible after nightfall, in order to have as complete a day as possible. So it's clear, now we've talked about this when we talked about Mariv, that this is a chiddush, right? Because you could have just said that, what do we mean by tmimot, by continuity? Make sure you count every day. But this notion that you should count as late as possible Shavuot, right? Make sure to get in the whole day. Or that you should count as early as possible on every night, right? As close to the beginning of the night as possible, or at least on the first night, right after Tzeit, that is quite a chiddush. But it's part of this this general assumption that maybe part of Tmimot is not just maintaining a complete count, but even trying to get as much of every day into that count as possible. And there were even Rishonim, I don't want to go through them in depth, but there were even Rishonim who therefore thought that maybe it's better to count even slightly before Tzeit, but like during Ben Hashmasho, because there it's probably night, it's definitely night, like it's not the most machmishita of night, but it's night already, and that might already get you into a maximal expression of completeness, because like you're doing it really mamish at the cusp of nightness. And that's yet another manifestation of this idea of completeness. So throughout we've seen basically three conceptions here, right? We've seen the conception that maybe every day is completely separate. We've seen the conception that maybe it's one integrated mitzvah. And then we've seen different manifestations of this notion that maybe it's multiple mitzvot, but it requires continuity. The main expression of that was the Bahag, was that if you forget a night, you can't continue again. We saw another manifestation of this, which is that maybe, as we saw at the beginning of today's shiur, if you might forget in the future. So if it's about one integrated mitzvah, you can't even count from the beginning. But according to the Bahag, you'd be allowed to. And then we've seen two manifestations of this notion that it's not just that, one more manifestation of this notion of completeness like that was this possibility that you could count in anticipation of the day. And then we saw other versions of that, right? Like I could count what yesterday was, etc. And then the last type of tmimo we've seen is this notion that maybe completeness requires not just not forgetting any day, but even maximizing each and every day. So one manifestation of that was what we saw yesterday, which was the shitot that you're supposed to, that you can't have an early Shavuot because I can't cut even a single day off in the Sfira. And this other shita in the Rishonim, which is that you should try to count on each day, or definitely on the first day, as close to the beginning of nightfall and maybe slightly before Tzeit in Ben Hashmashot, so that each day, especially the first day and the last day, will be complete. And that's yet another manifestation of this notion of completeness of Tmimot. Okay, so I thought that I would be able to totally finish everything I wanted. Let's see. I had included here a few other assorted details. Do you guys feel like doing two other small issues, or should I hold them off and finish it off on another day? I feel like I should hold it off. Maybe I'll do it at the beginning.
Yeah, I was just told the food's going to be here.
Okay, fine. So let's stop here. Tomorrow, I said, I'll do a Yom HaZikaron.